金融世界，
马建元、刘江主持。各位朋友好，又到了金融世界节目时间，欢迎您收听，我是马建元，
我是刘江。这套金融英语节目是由澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的。
在上次节目中，我们谈的话题是
Globalization，
经济的全球化。
澳大利亚墨尔本莫纳什大学的市场学系主任菲斯罗伊教授介绍说，通讯和交通费用的降低是促进经济全球化进程的两个因素。
接下来，菲茨罗伊教授介绍说，生产规模的扩大和顾客品味趋于一致也是推动经济全球化的原因。他在谈话中使用了这样一些词汇
：economies of scale，
规模经济
；homogeneity，
同种、同一。
Cater to the need of，
迎合的需要。
Barrier，
障碍。
Get，
关税及贸易总协定
General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade
的缩写。
World Trade Organization，
世界贸易组织，简称
WTO。Trade liberalization，
贸易自由化。
现在我们听一遍菲茨罗伊教授的这段谈话。
It is true in lots of industries. Large plants can make goods much cheaper than small plants. And in some industries, we can see a movement towards increasing economies of scale. In other words, the minimum size of plant or the most economic size of plant is getting larger and larger. Another necessary condition for globalization is the increasing homogeneity of consumer tastes. There are an increasing number of consumers in Brazil who have almost precisely the same set of needs and requirements as consumers in Germany. So consequently, it becomes easier for a producer to try to cater to the needs of both markets because the market differences have now really diminished to a point where they virtually don't exist. Another explanation for globalization is the behavior of governments. Historically, there have been barriers to trade that have been put up by governments, particularly since the Second World War. Intergovernment bodies such as the GATT and the World Trade Organization have really encouraged governments to liberalize trade, which means to remove political barriers, so that trade liberalization has been, again, an important necessary condition.
接下来我们分段听一遍菲茨罗伊教授的谈话和中文翻译。
It is true in lots of industries. Large plants can make goods much cheaper than small plants. And in some industries, we can see a movement towards increasing economies of scale. In other words, the minimum size of plant or the most economic size of plant is getting larger and larger.
的确，在很多行业中，大型工厂能够以比小工厂低得多的成本生产产品。在有些行业中，我们可以看到不断增加规模经济的趋向。换句话说，就是工厂的最小规模或者说工厂的最经济的规模越来越大。
Another necessary condition for globalization is the increasing homogeneity of consumer tastes. There are an increasing number of consumers in Brazil who have almost precisely the same set of needs and requirements as consumers in Germany. So consequently, it becomes easier for a producer to try to cater to the needs of both markets because the market differences have now really diminished to a point where they virtually don't exist.
全球化的另一必要条件是顾客的品味不断趋于一致。在巴西，有越来越多的顾客，他们的需要和要求与德国顾客的几乎完全一样。因此，对生产者来说，要迎合两个市场的需要就更加容易，因为市场的差别现在实际上已缩小到几乎不存在的程度。
Another explanation for globalization is the behavior of governments. Historically, there have been barriers to trade that have been put up by governments, particularly since the Second World War. Intergovernment bodies such as the GATT and the World Trade Organization have really encouraged governments to liberalize trade, which means to remove political barriers, so that trade liberalization has been, again, an important necessary condition.
促进全球化的另一原因是政府的行动。历史上各国政府曾设置贸易障碍，但是从二次大战以来，各政府间的组织如关税及贸易总协定和世界贸易组织实际上一直鼓励各国政府使贸易自由化，也就是消除政治障碍。因此贸易自由化再次成为经济全球化的一个必要的条件。
下面我们把费茨罗伊教授的这段谈话连起来听一遍。
It is true in lots of industries. Large plants can make goods much cheaper than small plants. And in some industries, we can see a movement towards increasing economies of scale. In other words, the minimum size of plant or the most economic size of plant is getting larger and larger. Another necessary condition for globalization is the increasing homogeneity of consumer tastes. There are an increasing number of consumers in Brazil who have almost precisely the same set of needs and requirements as consumers in Germany. So consequently, it becomes easier for a producer to try to cater to the needs of both markets because the market differences have now really diminished to a point where they virtually don't exist. Another explanation for globalization is the behavior of governments. Historically, there have been barriers to trade that have been put up by governments, particularly since the Second World War. Intergovernment bodies such as the GATT and the World Trade Organization have really encouraged governments to liberalize trade, which means to remove political barriers, so that trade liberalization has been, again, an important necessary condition.
您现在收听的是《金融世界》，澳洲广播电台制作。欢迎您继续收听澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的这次金融世界节目。我们今天的话题还是经济全球化。
在上次和今天的节目中，澳大利亚墨尔本莫纳什大学市场学系主任菲茨罗伊教授介绍说，促进经济全球化的因素有
The fall in the cost of communications and transportation，
通讯和交通费用的降低，
The increasing economies of scale,
生产规模的扩大,
The homogeneity of consumer tastes,
顾客品味的趋于一致,
The government's efforts in pursuing trade liberalization,
政府做出的贸易自由化努力等等。
莫纳什大学经济学副教授特雷西补充说, Multinational corporations,跨国公司的发展也是经济全球化的因素之一。
First of all, by multinational enterprises, I mean those firms that produce and market their products in two or more countries. Now, those sort of companies dominate in the more capital-intensive industries such as automobiles, consumer electronics, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and so on. I see multinationals as one of the main agents through which globalization takes place. They certainly play a major role in the movement of capital worldwide. We see that foreign direct investment has been growing roughly three times as fast as total investment. Having said that, few firms are really truly global. Most firms still remain firmly rooted in their domestic economies, although the number of those truly global firms is certainly increasing.
Multinational enterprises,
跨国公司, 多国企业,
dominate,
支配, 控制,
capital intensive industries,
资本密集产业,
agent,
中介, 媒介,
movement of capital,
资本流动.
Now,
first of all, by multinational enterprises, I mean those firms that produce and market their products in two or more countries. Now, those sort of companies dominate in the more capital-intensive industries such as automobiles, consumer electronics, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and so on.
跨国公司指的是在两个或两个以上国家生产和销售他们产品的公司。 现在这类公司在资本密集产业中占了统治地位, 如汽车, 民用电子, 化学和制药行业等等。
I see multinationals as one of the main agents through which globalization takes place. They certainly play a major role in the movement of capital worldwide. We see that foreign direct investment has been growing roughly three times as fast as total investment.
我认为跨国公司是形成全球化进程的主要中介之一。 他们在资本全球范围内的流动方面扮演重要角色。我们看到外国直接投资的增长速度大概是总投资额增长速度的三倍。Having
said that, few firms are really truly global. Most firms still remain firmly rooted in their domestic economies, although the number of those truly global firms is certainly increasing.
不过，尽管真正全球性公司的数目在不断增加。 并没有多少公司是真正的全球性跨国公司，大多数的公司还都深深扎根于自己国家的经济中。我们现在把特雷西副教授的这段谈话再听一遍。Now,
first of all, by multinational enterprises, I mean those firms that produce and market their products in two or more countries. Now, those sort of companies dominate in the more capital-intensive industries such as automobiles, consumer electronics, chemicals, pharmaceuticals, and so on. I see multinationals as one of the main agents through which globalization takes place. They certainly play a major role in the movement of capital worldwide. We see that foreign direct investment has been growing roughly three times as fast as total investment. Having said that, few firms are really truly global. Most firms still remain firmly rooted in their domestic economies, although the number of those truly global firms is certainly increasing.
这次由澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的金融世界节目到这里就结束了。欢迎您访问我们澳广中文部的网页，以获得本节目的文字资料。我们的网址是
www.abc.net.au/RA
刘江和马建源在澳大利亚墨尔本，谢谢您的收听。